still the leader. 175 out, showing the stick. Leviathan is three quarters of a length away, battling to get there. Burning Crown kept going. Burning Crown's going to lead all the way. Burning Crown beat the favourite, Leviathan. Oh, nearly a dead heat for third between Coterie and He's a Hot Shot.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
And Brini, I was really pleased for this lady when Burning Crown won yesterday, because you know when you can see a horse that's got the obvious potential, he's just learning his craft, and you're waiting for the day when the penny drops, as they say in racing. I reckon that was yesterday when the Burning Crown won at the Hunter meeting at Newcastle.
And beat a big hot pot too. Everyone was spruiking.
Did a super job, and his trainer Sue Grills from Tamworth is on the line. Sue, good morning. Congratulations. I dare say the trip home from Newcastle would have been a pleasant one last night.
Good morning, Ray. Yes, it was. It was a long one, but we were all very happy.
And when did you think you had the race won? Obviously, the horse was under threat all the way down the straight, but just hung on.
Yes, I was sort of confident when he got to lead on his own, because he'll always just take a bit of a breath then and relax that bit. And Jason just rides him perfectly. He keeps him really balanced and, you know, doesn't go for him till late. And he still had a nice hold of him, and... You know, I was quietly confident, but that old saying, it's not over till you're over the line.
Now, it was great to see, Sue, because I know this horse burst on the scene at the start of his career, and you had some big offers from overseas to sell, but you wanted to keep this horse because you thought he'd go on and do some good things once he developed. Are you happy you rejected those offers and you still got Burning Crown in the stable?
I am, you know. Yeah. They weren't huge offers, but we got some nice offers, but... With the prize money around today, you know, you can easily probably double them offers, and I'm hoping this horse can. He's been a frustrating horse, but a lot of the jockeys just won't let him use his biggest asset, and that's his speed. You know, everyone tries to hold him back, where Jason just gets on fine with him, lets him travel well within himself, but, you know, uses that early speed, and they're always hard to run down, the speed horse like that.
What do you do with him now? Where do you think you go with him, Sue?
Look, I'm not 100% sure. I'd sooner just go through the grades a bit before I throw him in the deep end. So we'll probably just go for another benchmark race in the city in 3 weeks' time or something. And, you know, if he shaped up to that, I might take him up to Brisbane in the summer. It just depends how he goes, you know, because it's starting to get into the hot weather and the tracks are pretty hard at the moment in the country. So, yeah, I'll just play it by ear with him at the moment.
That's where you used the Brisbane summer campaign to really launch Border Rebel, wasn't it, Sue, about 10 years ago? And hopefully Burning Crown can take a similar path as Border Rebel did all those years ago.
Yes, well, that's what I'm hoping. He's a lot like Border Rebel, this horse. He goes a bit fiercer than Border Rebel ever did. But, yeah, he's very similar horse. They both have got great speed. And that's sort of a bit of a plan I've got in the back of my mind with him.
Hey, Sue, how was your week last week? Were you worried about getting down to Newcastle at any stage? I think the roads north of Tamworth were shut, but between Tamworth and Armidale?
Scone was called off.
Scone was called off during the week?
Yes, yeah, well, that's always a worry, you know, and you've got these clowns lighting fires everywhere.
Yeah,
and it's so hazy here this morning, but I was always hoping, you know, we wouldn't have a problem. But and luckily, you know, it was all clear when we went down.
It's overcast in Sydney, but... No sign of any rain up your way, Sue?
No, it's just very smoky this morning. Like we got back to Tamworth about 11:30 last night, and it was so smoky you couldn't even see half the lights of Tamworth, and it's still the same this morning.
Well, wow. just on that point then, Sue, that must impact how you can train your horses, particularly if there's so much smoke in the air.
It does, but we've been very lucky because this is the first time we've really had smoke like this since the fires.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas I was talking to Shane Conroy yesterday, and he said Port Macquarie's been smoky for like a month. So it makes it very hard, that's for sure. And it's hard on you, and so it's got to be hard on your horses.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, look, Sue, well, it's great to see Burning Crown win yesterday. I think he can go on to bigger and better things, and terrific. And hopefully he'll... keep burning up the tracks during that Brisbane Summer Carnival. Thanks for joining us this morning, Sue.
No worries. Thanks, Ryan, Neil.
Thanks so much.
And just wrapping up the races, right? So Graff was disappointing, wasn't he?
He
yesterday
was,
in the big race. He was disappointing. And did I hear that Le Romaine, did he bleed?
Bled from both nostrils.
So 3 months.
Automatic 3 month ban for Le Romaine. And Graff, you've got
just
to say, futures up in the air. He just talk about horses delivering on their promise. He hasn't done it, has he?
No, he hasn't done it. Yeah.